from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you have your Bible open at Mark chapter 5, for it's Bible study time again. We're considering the wonderful deliverance that Christ wrought in the life of the poor man of Gadara, who had been possessed by many devils. We're coming to the final study. We have considered the demand of the people to Christ, when they discover the change that He has made in the man, to leave them. They seek to chase the Saviour from the district. It may be hard to believe that any should do that, but sadly it's all too common, not just from districts, but nations have expelled the Saviour. You cannot reject His word. You cannot trample His commandments under your feet. You cannot cast the Bible aside and neglect it without sending the message to the Saviour, get out of our lives. The Saviour departed. He left them. He didn't argue. He left them. Oh, how many have turned their back on the gospel and have not thought that by so doing, Christ turns His back on them. But we're going to consider this morning the desire of the new convert, because whatever the people of the area of Gadara may have thought, the man who had been delivered by Christ had an entirely different attitude to the Savior. We'll be looking at that in just a moment. But first of all, here's Frank Boggs singing, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do.
Never cared for me.
might well have been the hymn chosen by the man of Gadara, for we are going to consider today how he was given the task of telling what Jesus had done for him. Just to remind ourselves of what the Bible has to say on this subject, let's read from Mark chapter 5 and the verse 18. The Savior has been told to leave by the unbelieving people of Gadara when they have looked upon the man wonderfully transformed by the Savior's power. The Savior gives them no argument, but he turns his back. Christ will not stay where he is not wanted, where he is not welcome. Verse 18, and when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. Here is the mark of the true convert. This man does not share the crowd's desire to be rid of Christ, but he follows the Savior to the ship, and he desires that he might be with Christ. That's the mark of the true disciple, the true convert. The Lord Jesus says in Luke's Gospel chapter 9 and the verse 23, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If we are to be the disciples of Christ, we manifest that fact by keeping his word, by walking in his footsteps as they are outlined for us in the Holy Scriptures. No man can be a disciple of Christ and yet walk contrary to his word. No man, I say, irrespective of him being baptized or his attendance at a church or his partaking of communion or any of the rituals of religion. I tell you again, no man can truly be a Christian unless he follows Christ, obeying his word. This man demonstrated that a true work of grace had been wrought in his heart. I want to go with you, Lord Jesus, was his cry. I want to be in your company. I want to hear your voice. I want to behold your works. I want to have fellowship and communion with you continually. This is a man really saved. But it's interesting to notice that the Lord Jesus does not let him actually physically accompany him. But instead, in verse 19, he says, go home to thy friends and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee and hath had compassion on thee. While it is the desire of the convert to spend their time in the company of the Lord Jesus, they would desire, as soon as they're saved, to go to heaven, to go right away to heaven, to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But God has a work for us here on earth. Christ had a work for this man to do. He says, go home and tell your friends. That's where we begin our work for Christ, at home. I hope, dear Christian, that you have spoken for Christ in your home. I hope your life tells for Christ before your friends. How often we can put on a good face in public, but at home our friends see a different face. Oh, shame on us if that is the case. This man obeys the Lord Jesus, desiring as he does to be in his company. Nevertheless, he has a desire to obey him that is stronger. And so he goes home, and he tells of Jesus. Look at what the Savior had told him to do. Go home and tell how great things the Lord hath done for thee. Everything the Savior does for his people is great. His salvation
is a great salvation. He has wrought a great deliverance for us. He has loved us with a great love. What Christ has done for His people is beyond measuring. It is great indeed. It's interesting that we have in these two verses, the verse 19 and the verse 20, a confirmation that the Lord Jesus Christ is God. He was told to go home, tell his friends how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. Jesus is the Lord of glory. And here we have confirmation of it. This man believed that Christ, the Lord Jesus, was indeed the Son of God. That's an essential part, an essential doctrine of the gospel. You cannot be saved if you do not believe that Jesus Christ is God. So many today in the professing church would deny the deity of Christ. Well, they have no place in the church. They have no place among those who claim to be Christians when they deny the deity of Christ. This man believed that Jesus was the Lord, and he published it abroad what Jesus had done for him. Oh, if you come to Christ, if you trust Him as your Savior, you'll have much to publish about Him. Your song will be that of Frank Boggs, already sung for us earlier in the program. You will be saying to your friends and to your neighbors, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in Him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cares for me. May God in His mercy make that your song and testimony. It's been a joy to share God's word with you. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.